Jordy underneath. Jordy stop. Out to Justin. A three for Shakur. Oh. It's good. Oh. Shakur Justin knocks down the three.
All right. Hey, good morning. Welcome to Out of Line. We're off to a little bit of a decent start. I mean, we got it working almost right after the top of the hour. You can't beat that. My name is Brian Feldman. To my left on your radio dial is the fabulous Missy Lynn. And, of course, to her left, joining us at the last minute, we got him out of bed. We say it's win in bed. He does win in bed.
I do the segment, don't I?
You do the segment. You do the segment,
brother. It's a quality segment.
And he is here.
I'm relaxing, spending time on a Sunday morning.
You should have brought your pillow.
I should have, actually.
Well, he is taking.
It's not going to be a snoozer of a two games we got going on here, though, with the Golden Knights and the bowl going on.
I know, seriously, right?
It's going to be good times.
Like a little bit of a Sunday. But here's the deal. Chris Wentz sitting in for Mike Jones because Mike Jones missed his flight last night in St. Louis. I got a call this morning. On my way here, Mike is going to be joining us on the phone a little bit. He's expected to take some crap from me, and he's going to. Because now, I mean, we're happy with Chris Wynn, right?
Oh, yeah.
Always,
I mean,
right?
Always.
I mean,
I'm not a Super Bowl. I'm not a Super Bowl contributor like Mike Jones was back in, you know, back in the day.
It's all
with,
right.
The greatest show on turf, but hey, what are you going to do?
It's all right. It's all
not
right.
Not everybody can have a bunch of rings, you know.
Exactly.
Well, we got a few people out of bed on a Sunday morning. I got a lot of texts telling me that they're going to watch us on Facebook and lay in bed. They're going to pull a Chris Wynn on us. They're going to win.
I can see
bed.
It happening.
Yeah, right. But real quickly, you know, we are live right now. As a matter of fact, for those of you that have been texting, emailing, what have you, we are live at Buffalo Wild Wings at the Montecito Crossing Plaza. We're about a Hail Mary pass away from Centennial Hills Hospital, and it is 6640 North Durango Drive. Come on down and join us.
Cool.
We're here for the next hour on the air, and after that, the Golden Knights are playing in a special matinee game. We'll be checking that out as well. Listen, our Twitter handles, we appreciate any likes, lives, likes, follows. Oh, Missy, okay. Missy and Chris are all in the Facebook thing. Hey, what's going on?
Make sure it's working.
But the Facebook handle is simple. It's Out of Line. That's OUTTALINE. And if you want to follow us on Twitter, we'd appreciate it. It is at Out of Line, and that is 1340. Check that out as well. Listen, without you, there's no show. So you can still call in. Magnum is at the studio. He will take your call. The studio line is 702-876-1340.
Hi, this is Bubby, and it's time for What's
cool,
on
right?
Tap.
Hey, guys.
Is it showing that?
Hey, What's on Tap is pouring out thanks to Bubby's University
on
South Hualapai between Tropicana and Flamingo, a great place to watch every game. Once again, you can come in live right now to Buffalo Wild Wings. We'll be here until about 9 o'clock tonight. They're killing me next to me. They're all into this Facebook, and we're on the radio, guys. Help me out here. I need a little help from you. So, listen, again, Mike Jones will not be here today. He is going to be joining us on the phone in a few minutes, so we will talk to him. If you're not familiar with there he is. If you're not familiar with Mike Jones, it's not that Mike Jones. It is the Mike Jones that made a tackle in 2000. Matter of fact, January 30th of 2000 against the Tennessee Titans on the 1.5-yard line. A lot of people think if he doesn't make that tackle, Kurt Warner is not in the Hall of Fame. Because Kurt Warner went 1-2 in Super Bowls, he'd be 0-3 if Mike Jones doesn't make that tackle. I asked Mike a couple times, did Kurt Warner at least send him like a little piece of felt from the jacket? I mean, really, right? Because without him making the tackle, he's not in. He didn't even mention Mike Jones in his acceptance speech. Oh, I'm just saying.
Yeah, that's
So, listen, also joining us on the phone at about 8:20, Chad Smith, the drummer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That's going to be exciting. Yeah, and he knows a lot about football, actually.
He knows a lot about a lot of stuff, yeah.
That's pretty cool. You wouldn't think so, but he actually does.
No, Chad is definitely a big-time sports guy. Unfortunately, a long-time suffering Detroit fan like me and Chris.
Right.
I happen to grow up with Chad Smith. We went to rival high schools, been friends with Chad for years and years. And hopefully he's out of bed in Minnesota, and we're not going to have more of Murphy's Law happening to us. But Chad will talk to us. I want to know about I hear the Mall of America, they've like completely revamped the thing for the Super Bowl. So I'm kind of here. Excited to hear about that. Also joining in a little while, Frank Harnish and Clayton Hamilton. Mm-hmm. They are the game day hosts of the Vegas Golden Knights here on Fox Sports Radio. Radio. They also host every afternoon at 2 o'clock on Fox Sports Radio, the Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show. They'll be joining us with some great insight, I'm sure. I want to thank producer Steven, who's here on site. Obviously, Chris Wynn, Missy Lynn, and Mags, the Hall of Fame producer, back in the studio. We appreciate all of you helping us out today. And What's on Tap is brought to you by Bubba's University, where you can earn your degree in food, draft beer, gaming, the hard stuff. The only major is a good time. Bring your Rebel ID and your first beer is free. You can roll 24 hours a day. Yes, that means they never close. Bubby's University at 4570 South Hualapai between Tropicana and Flamingo. Go to bubbysuniversity.com for more information.
The third greatest Super Bowl play, Mike Jones' game-saving tackle.
All right, guys. Last play of the game.
I think that's the end of that sound bite, but that was Mike Jones. That's what he did, man. That was a tackle on Kevin Dyson. Again, they won the Super Bowl by 7 points. No guarantee if Tennessee went in that they would have won, but the momentum would have been with them going into overtime. And I don't think it fared well for the Rams. I think they really needed to make that stop. They did. And Mike Jones, the third greatest play, you just heard it on ESPN, in Super Bowl history. You know, to me, and I tell Mike this, it was a tackle. It was a really good tackle. To say it was the third greatest play in Super Bowl history is really grabbing. There's a lot of plays. But, you know, when you consider it was a game-saving tackle, would you say that that's a fair assessment, the third greatest play in Super Bowl history?
I think it's right dead on there. But you know what's interesting about that is that that was a team that was known for offense, right? I mean, it was the greatest show on turf. We talked all year that season about how they were a record-breaking team and nobody could stop them. Yet when it came down to it, when it came down to the big game, who made the big play? It was the defense that did it. And it was the defense, that helped them win that championship and get St. Louis a Super Bowl
ring. That's what's so amazing, too. Like you said, it was the greatest show on turf. People forget the St. Louis Rams that year were the sixth-ranked defense in the NFL, and they really stood up, especially in the second half of that game, because Tennessee was making a run. Eddie George was determined. Steve McNair wanted his ring. And but Kurt Warner in the greatest show on turf wouldn't be denied. A big touchdown pass to Isaac Bruce late in that game, and plus the great defensive stands. DeMarco Farr, a couple of unbelievable plays in that game. They had a really good secondary as well. And, hey, they won it. But moving forward right now, I want to talk about some facts. Mags, you got me with fact this?
Facts this. If you don't like the facts, take your ass back to bed. Fact this.
It is a fact. Today is Super Bowl 52. It's a fact. It's a fact. We are live at Buffalo Wild Wings at the 215 of North Durango in the Montecito Crossing Plaza. As I said, a Hail Mary pass from Centennial Hills Hospital. And it is also a fact that Mike Jones is not here, and he was supposed to be, right? So, I mean, that's a fact, too. So, you know.
It's all right. We're here.
Hey, you know what?
That's all that matters.
All this
honestly
means, it's Super Bowl Sunday. It's a big day. But all this really means to me, and I want your opinion on this, that this might be as much fun as we have all day. Now, you know why I say that? Tom Brady, 7 Super Bowls now, right?
Yes.
Okay, 7 Super Bowls. Playing in his 8th. 5 Super Bowl victories. Nick Foles has never even been to a Super Bowl. If we get down to the nitty-gritty in a close game, how in the heck does Nick Foles pull this game off? Chris?
How does he do it? Their offense has been solid all throughout basically since he got in there for the injured Carson Wentz. The guy can play, okay? He can put numbers up. They beat a quality Atlanta Falcons team, which, by the way, was the defending NFC champions. Then they beat a Minnesota team, which probably had the best defense in all of football this year. And they beat them handily, by the way. It wasn't a nail-biter, by any means, in that NFC championship game. So it's going to be a lot of fun to see what happens here. You talk about narratives and about storylines, it's going to be a lot of fun to see. Can Tom Brady grab one more ring, or can the Philadelphia Eagles do something that that team hasn't been able to do both in 1980 and in 2005 against the New England Patriots and actually get a Super Bowl victory? I'm telling you right now, the Twin Cities could be in trouble after this game if the Philadelphia Eagle fans have their way and the Eagles end up winning this game. It could get pretty rowdy up there.
I'm dying to see Philly win. I'm dying to see it happen. Is it going to happen?
Well, you know, first of all, I want to say, and if you get a chance, Mags, Mike Jones is trying to call me. Give him a buzz. Is he on the Mike, are you on?
He's online.
I am on, yes.
There you are, man. I mean, are you at the airport at least?
Man, let me tell you the problem I had. My mother's 85th birthday actually is Wednesday, and I had a birthday party for her. So I tried to do both, tried to get on a plane in Kansas City. I got to the airport. And they would not let me on because they got to be there 45 minutes. And I got there 35 minutes before the flight left.
Oh, so I'm but that's okay. We love you anyway. Thanks
so
for
thank
calling
you.
In.
But, yeah, I apologize for not being able to get there. I tried my best. If I would have flew out this morning, I wouldn't be able to come on the show because I've been in air. So I was like, well, let me see if I can work something else out. And it didn't work out. So I apologize, guys. But I promise you next year I will be in as long as I'm upright and breathing, I will be in the studio the same time next year. Promise.
Well, hey, you know what? First of all, Mike, I'm holding it to it. And second of all, the only reason I'm letting you off the hook is because it was your mother's 85th birthday. I mean, when you say that to me, how in the world am I going to be mad at you? You know, right? I can't be mad at you for that. Mike, I got to ask you real quick, first of all, you know, again, I don't know if you heard it when you were on the phone, but every time I hear that, I think of you. You know, when I watch the ESPN, the top 10 plays in Super Bowl history, man, when you hear that, the third greatest play in Super Bowl history, tell me what that does to you.
You know what? It always takes me back to the game, and well, actually, after the game, because after I got done, after the game was over with, I mean, Super Bowl is so, everything is so fast when a game's in. We win the game on the last play. And in a 3 to 4 minute period, because they had to put everything together, you're up on a stand talking about you just won a Super Bowl. Then you do an interview. So what reminds me is that after all this, I had hurt my ankle, so I had to go see the trainer. I didn't even get a chance to see the trophy, let alone I wasn't even in the locker room when everyone else was celebrating. I was either in the training room or doing interviews. When I got done, it was four people left in the locker room. It was me, the trainer, and the equipment manager, and Peter King. And this is what really baffles me. I was sitting there changing, and he walks up to me and said, Mike, you know that might have been the greatest play in Super Bowl history. And until that point, and I'm going to be honest with you, I just thought it was a tackle on one game. And when he told me that, I was like, wait a minute. I guess it was the last play of the game of the Super Bowl. But it never really hit me until he said that. So every time I watch, the first thing I think of,
Mike Jones joining us here, out of line, baby. He's a long career in the NFL, of course, Super Bowl champion with the St. Louis Rams. You look at this game today, Mike, okay? Super Bowl 52. Yep. You got the Patriots going up against a Philadelphia Eagle team. One word that comes to everybody's mind is experience, right? Yep. All the experience that Tom Brady has and a lot of these guys on this New England Patriot team who were just there last year, right? And we're in that matchup against the Atlanta Falcons. And, of course, you know, you have the Philadelphia Eagles, who a lot of these guys have never even had a ton of playoff experience. How much do you think that aspect of it could come into play in this matchup here today?
You know what? I think Philadelphia is going to play well. I just the one thing that again, scares me is Nick Foles could be great or he could be horrible. We don't know which guy we're going to get. But the one thing I will say, the consistency of Philadelphia's front four is going to give New England problems. I think they are the one, if you think about the two teams that beat New England in the Super Bowl, NFC East teams with a four-man pass rush. That's what Philly prides itself on. They do a good job in the back end. New England has a problem with that. So, but the only problem, the wild card, everyone says, is Nick Foles. If Nick Foles plays well, Philadelphia has a great chance of winning. If he doesn't play well, New England is going to run away with it.
All right. Now, I mean, what do you really miss about today? You've already been there, done that, but the anticipation about the Super Bowl, like, what do you miss about it?
You know what? I only miss the game. I'm going to be honest with you. If I'm a player, when I was playing, I mean, like I said, I had a hard time sleeping the night before games, but now I'm playing in the Super Bowl.
Right.
I slept okay. I'll be honest. The game is late, but that helps you because when a game gets late, you usually have meetings in the morning, you have your afternoon. But if you couldn't sleep, you catch a nap. Well, right. I mean, you're sitting there thinking it's the biggest game of your life. And you're trying to get a little rest, and finally, it's kind of like a movie insomnia. You just when you fall asleep so much, so it's time for you to go. And that's what happened with me. I dozed off, and my alarm went off, it's time to go downstairs and eat pregame meal. But once you got to the stadium, that's the most exciting part. When you get to the stadium, I played with a guy that told me, you know, he was hyperventilating before the game. I'm like, it wasn't that bad. So Joe tells me that. So right before the game, you know, I'm out there, I'm warming up, and you warm up and see different things that catch your eye. Like, you know, we see guys warming up. When I was down there, I looked, and you know, you stop and look like, did I just see Samuel Jackson? You know, you see things that you don't usually see in a game. So before the game, you know, you just have so many different, you know, people that you've never seen before. That, you know, you've seen movie actors and all these different people at the Super Bowl. So then right before the game, of course, you're going out of the tunnel. That's when I knew, you know, like I said, when Joe told me that, he said, right before the game, you're going to be so excited. You probably start hyperventilating. And he was right. I mean, I was just so excited because, you know, this is a childhood dream for you to play in the Super Bowl. And all those emotions hit you right when you run on the field.
I'll tell you what, it's crazy. Just being a fan or a media member, I actually got to see two Super Bowls in my life, Mike, and they both were at the Georgia Dome. One was Buffalo-Dallas Part 2 in 1994, and then, of course, I saw the greatest show on turf. I saw the game you played in, also at the Georgia Dome. And what I want to ask you, you know, you talked about Nick Foles, and one of the strange things about this guy, and I'm going to talk more about him in a bit, is I would say he is a streaky quarterback. Now, typically when I use the word streaky, I'm talking about an NBA player that is streaky, but Nick Foles is a streaky quarterback. What do you do, Mike? You're getting ready for this game. You're a linebacker for the New England Patriots right now, and you're thinking, I've got Nick Foles, this guy who was a one-hit wonder back in 2013 under Chip Kelly's offense. He hasn't really done a thing since other than the last couple games, because even in the first two games that he replaced Carson Wentz at the end of the season, he was kind of inept. Now he has two decent games back-to-back, and here he is in the Super Bowl. I got to believe the linebackers of the Patriots, even though the offensive line of Philadelphia is pretty stout, are licking their chops saying, we got to get to this kid. Mike, are you talking to him? Are you trying to razzle him? What are you doing?
No, you know what I think guys are doing? You let the front four guys get at them and let them talk. As the linebacker in the back end, what you have to be aware of, Foles, Nick does a good job of moving in the pocket. He doesn't scramble as much, but he moves in the pocket. And when he moves in the pocket, if you don't stay in coverage, you've seen what he did against Minnesota. He kept hitting them big plays because guys looked like they were about to sack him. Guys drop coverage. They look in the backfield. Next, you know, wide receiver's behind. So I know Coach Belichick is telling these guys moves in the pocket. We may not get him on an initial hit, but we have got some locked coverage to make sure that if he's going to do anything, he can take off. We'll come up and tackle him. But he looks to throw the ball instead of looking to run the ball. So let him go ahead and move in the pocket and make him make bad decisions by you staying in coverage compared to coming up and then you're having a hole, and then he pick you apart that way.
So, Mike, now we get to the game. Okay, we're in the game. We talked about what you do with Nick Foles. You're at the whistle blows, and you guys get going. How soon does everything just turn off, and is it kind of like mechanism off in Love a Game in baseball where your mind just, okay, now we're playing football. It's not the Super Bowl anymore. It's just another game.
That was a great analogy. I mean, it was the first time I saw that is exactly what you think when you're playing in a game, in any game. It's just like you're playing in high school football. You see the fans, you hear all the noise, and all of a sudden, right when you break the huddle, you get lined up, you zone in. And that's how the Super Bowl was. The only thing that was a little bit different, you try and get a tackle early or run the ball early. Whatever you do best, you try and do that, you know, early in the game so you can get into the game. Once you make a tackle, once you take on a blocker, once you do certain things, now it's just the game, it's not the Super Bowl anymore.
That makes perfect sense. All right, I got to ask you, Mike, before we let you go here, and I need your prediction on this game. What do you think is going to happen?
You know what? Like I said, The NFL is about coach. Everyone has talented players. The best coaches, and that's the reason why New England has been in 10 Super Bowls, always get their players to play the best. And, you know, they're doing a great job in Philadelphia. They have great talent. I just believe that Belichick and his staff and the things that he does gets guys prepared just a little bit better. They have a little bit of an edge, and all those things add up at the end of the game. And I just think that at the end, New England wins. They have, you know, and I say this all the time, the greatest quarterback in the history of football. And you can just look at his numbers, look what he's done. He had the greatest coach in the NFL history playing in a game today. And I just think they're going to be too much for Philadelphia.
How intimidating? How intimidating is it for an opposing team when you know you're playing Belichick and you know you're playing Tom Brady? Is there something that gets into your head before a game? I mean, we're human beings, right?
I don't think it's intimidation. I'm going to be honest with you. Guys at that level thrive on that. If you're a good football player and you're playing against the best competition, that's something that, you know, that's what makes him Belichick so good, because they are never the underdog. They are always the team that's being hunted. And if you think about it, every year from the second year, after the first year they won it, everyone knew that New England was a great team. They were a great coach. They had all these different things, yet they were still successful every single year. They're hunted every year, yet they know how to handle it. And I just believe that, you know, that because of the coaching, that's great. But I really don't believe it. I think those guys in Philadelphia are ready to play. They're going to play hard. They're going to play well. It's just, I just believe that at the end of the day, they have the greatest quarterback and the greatest head football coach, and they're going to come out on top.
One day, I say the Lombardi Trophy will be called either the Lombardi Belichick Trophy or just the Belichick Trophy. They're going to have to change the name, man. I don't know how you don't say Bill Belichick's best coach ever. He is Mike Jones, former linebacker in the National Football League, Super Bowl champion, Super Bowl hero. We'll talk to you soon, my friend. I got to entertain your guests a little bit later on, and we will definitely have you out here next year.
Absolutely. I look forward to it.
All right, take care, my friend. Listen,
thanks,
long
Mike.
Overdue
Thank
for a break.
Much.
This is Out of Line. We're at Buffalo Wild Wings, 215 in North Durango, Montecito Crossing Plaza. We'll be right back. Recognize the music, Gwen?
I do.
You know who that is, right?
I think you know what it sounds like. It sounds to me like it's like the Point Break soundtrack. That's what it sounds like.
It's pretty close.
Because
right?
I'm thinking Anthony Kiedis when he's at the beach, ready to take out Keanu Reeves.
Right.
That's what I'm thinking.
Well, that is the Red Hot Chili
that
Peppers.
That would be a waste of time.
I know Mags, we don't have him yet. I think Mags is still working on that right now. So hopefully. Okay, good deal. He's working on it.
Unfortunately not. No answer yet. So.
Okay, no answer yet. Hopefully, like I said, Chad could be in bed. He'll call next week. So.
We switch him out with Wynn.
Murphy's Law. We'll switch him out with Wynn. Yeah,
we can do that
for right now.
For a little bit,
Mags. Let's move forward real quick. Do give me some Blazin', will you? We'll just move forward. Okay. There we go. Blazin' is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings right here at the 215 and North Durango in the Montecito Crossing Plaza, America's favorite place for wings, beer, and sports. They've got two happy hours here every day, and I'll tell you what, man, some good Bloody Marys that I might rip into in a little while here to get me going for the Vegas Golden Knights game, which does take place. It is a matinee game against the Washington Capitals coming up at 9:30 today. But, you know, I gotta tell you, Blazin', a few things. One of them, and I talked about it earlier, Nick Foles. I mean, what the guy has done over the past 2 weeks to put his team, after being a backup, pretty much an afterthought, has put them into the Super Bowl. You've got to say this kid is blazing. You got to look at his year of 2013. It is still the third best quarterback ranking for a single season of all time, which is pretty darn impressive for a guy that came out of nowhere, but it was Chip Kelly's offense. He's never done a thing since, and I just don't know, although you'll be surprised with my pick later on saying that. Also, I have to do another blazing shout out as well. How about the Hall of Fame class of 2018? You could talk about Ray Lewis, who is a first ballot Hall of Famer. No arguments there. Randy Moss, even Brian Dawkins, I had no issues with. Brian Urlacher, solid. But the guy that I got to tell you that I'm happy I get in. He might have been kind of a jerk most of his playing career, but how does Terrell Owens, when you look at the body of work this guy did in his career, not be a first ballot Hall of Famer? 15,934 yards, second all-time in National Football League history. Okay, 153 receiving touchdowns, and he's the only player in history, you might not know this, to score a touchdown against all 32 current teams, Terrell Owens, and yet, what, it take him 4 ballots to get in the Hall of Fame? I'm sorry, that's highway robbery and a crime. So, Terrell, you're blazing today, man. Congratulations. You know, you should have been a little better off the field, I guess, a better teammate. But then again, come on, Ray Lewis was accused of murder in his second year in the National Football League, and he's the first ballot Hall of Famer. Secondly, what about Randy Moss? Did we not hear that guy had all kinds of problems? He had to go to Marshall because nobody else wanted him because of his attitude issues, and yet a first ballot Hall of Famer, and he deserved to be. The guy had 10 straight seasons of 1,000 yards. The only other guy to do that was Jerry Rice. But hats off to Terrell Owens. And finally, how about Tom Brady? Is there anybody more blazing right now than Tom Brady? 40 years old, 40 years to be exact, and 150 days old. He surpassed the oldest athlete to ever win an MVP. He just won the MVP in the National Football League, the oldest guy to ever win an MVP award in any of the 4 major sports. Karl Malone was close in basketball, but nobody else was close other than that. Peyton Manning was 37, who's the closest guy to Brady. 35 years old is the oldest guy to ever win an MVP in hockey or in the NBA, which was Karl Malone, I should have said, 40 years old. It's amazing what this guy did. And when you look at the body of work and what Tom Brady has done over the course of his career, I mean, it is nothing short of miraculous. He had reconstructive knee surgery for a terribly damaged knee. That was 7 years ago now. I thought he might be done after that, and he's given us 7 more Hall of Fame quality years. Missy, is there any more blazing in the world than Tom Brady?
That's insane. I mean, I already had one knee surgery, and I'm never going to be the same. Look at him. He's winning.
And you're 5 years younger than him, and you're done. You're ready for crutches.
Are we saying my age on air?
I'm sorry. She's 11 years younger than him. She's 29 forever. I'm very sorry.
Did that just happen?
Okay. Yeah, I know, right? It's out of line.
Look, it's one thing to do it in the NFL, right, which is like arguably the most brutal physical sport you can play. It's another thing if you're a pitcher, right, and you can pitch into you're almost 50, okay?
Right.
Or if you're a golfer and you can go out there and you can, like Jack Nicklaus at 46, win the Masters. But this is the NFL. These guys are going up against 300-pound guys that are looking to pound them into the ground, and Tom Brady's still playing at a high level.
Anyone out here know what the NFL stands for? Anybody got to raise their hand?
Oh,
you know what
you're going to pull out the Jerry Glanville, aren't you?
I'm pulling out a Jerry
Absolutely.
Glanville. You know what it stands for? Not for long. That's exactly right. The NFL stands for not for long. The average career of an NFL player is 3.1 seasons. That is true. Quarterbacks now are 7.5 seasons as a quarterback. But an average player, 3.1 seasons, that's a pretty short career, not for long. And Tom Brady, you're talking about a guy that no one has been playing as long.
Look how young they start playing, though. You know, they're starting when they're young ages, and it's not like they really just started playing when they went in the NFL.
No, that's a great point.
So, I mean,
you know, they talk about that with CTE and some of these guys that we don't take into account. We look at how many times these guys get hit in the National Football League games. Yeah. Every practice, you know, they said Mike Webster, I think in that movie Concussion with Will Smith, that Mike Webster, they figured it out how many hits he had taken over his lifetime, and it was something like 2.3 million hits that over the course of his lifetime from Little League football through as a center in the offensive line, bashing heads over millions of times. I mean, it's amazing. You know, it is amazing that we don't hear more about this. But I'm going to leave you at this because I know Mags wants to get us to another break and we're going to run out of time. So here's what I want to say and leave you with something else. You know, I say this all the time. We're so concerned about CTE in the National Football League and head injuries. And I marvel at the UFC, the Ultimate Fighter Challenges. And, I mean, are you kidding me? What do you think is more damaging, a helmet to the head or a shin bone to a bear head? I mean, wait in 25 years when these guys
when these
the analogy is Missy. Come on, it's realistic. A big thing in the right now in the country is brain injuries, and no one talks about the UFC and these guys. You knock each other out. You have to submit when you're in the ring. In 25 years, these guys are going to be walking around like invalids. We'll see them on corners places because they're only making 40, 50 grand a year. At least the NFL players are 6-7 figure guys. Mm-hmm. These UFC fighters are fighting for peanuts and getting their brains kicked in. Mm-hmm. And it makes me sick. It really does. And yet I'm a hypocrite because I watch the sport. So go figure. But that's my whole point is, again, on that, is we talk about the different problems that we have with head injuries in different sports, and I think the National Football League obviously is the biggest problems, but wait down the road till we get a little 20 years down the road, and let's start talking about some of these other violent sports that go on. And kind of, because the National Football League, pretty soon they're going to give them flags. I mean, it's getting to the point where penalties are getting ridiculous, and yet regulate some of the other sports. Listen, Mags, I know you need us to take another break. Get Clayton and Frank on the line, will you?
You going to break? You going to ask him on the air?
I was telling him to go to break.
Well, Brian's asking you on the air to get Frank and Clayton on the air.
That doesn't sound like a way to get to break.
There.
But you know what? I think Chad might be calling
today.
Right now. Hey, I think Chad's calling right now.
Oh, perfect.
Okay. All right, well, put him on then. But we're going. We're winging it.
Speaking of sports that can get brutal, the NHL is one too. But these guys still play into their 40s. They're not.
Yeah,
Chris Chelios played till he's what, 48, 49 years old.
You know, Crystal, they're pretty well protected now as well. I mean, you can still get. You know, I mean, back in the day, those guys didn't wear helmets.
But they're still going up against guys who could be their kids. You know, like a lot of these guys are in their late 40s, right?
That's true.
You could have kids that are playing, and they could play with them. Obviously, Gordy Howe
played with
of his sons.
No break.
You know,
we got a guest on the phone. No break.
All right, let's go. No break. Let's go. Let's not take a break.
Yeah. Let's get your guest on the phone.
Okay, give me some more chili peppers, brother. I love it. It's good stuff. It's good stuff. Gateway Tour, the last one, man. Is that Chad Smith? Was this on the phone by any chance? Is he there?
I think so.
I'm asking this. Hello.
Hello.
What up, brother?
Wait, who is this?
Can you hear us? Chad, you there? Hello, hello. What's going on, man? What's up, my brother?
How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm not as good as you. I'm not sitting in a hotel room or hanging out in Minnesota getting ready to go to the Super Bowl. But I'm all right. I'm hanging out in Vegas. What's going on, man?
Oh, man. I'm going to go watch some football. And it's pretty cold here.
Aww. Well, you know, I know
the
you're
Michigan
in
Michigan days, baby. What,
see that?
Reliving the Michigan days.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm like, oh yeah, I remember. Oh yeah, I remember why I left. Yeah.
Exactly right.
It's about 70 something over here in Vegas.
Well, what,
yeah, exactly.
Chad? What prompted you to just wake up one day and go to the Super Bowl? I mean, you were sitting in Malibu. You could have watched the game on your big screen, couldn't you?
Well, Brian, I work with these schools around the country, and there's the underperforming schools, and it's called Turnaround Art, and they promote art and music in a lot of these schools around the country, and there's one here in Minnesota called Stonebridge, and they asked me to come in and hang with these kids and play some music with them and just kind of, you know, show up and say hi, and I said, yeah, I'll do that. And they said, you know, and if you want, you can go to the Super Bowl. And I was like, okay, that sounds good too. So
Chad, is that part of the charity, Chad, that you did? You had, the great TV moment where you had the drum off with Will Ferrell, who, by the way, was played for the Flint basketball team in the movie that he was in. I was born in Flint, Michigan, by the way. And that was one of the classic TV moments in late night when you guys – had that famous drum off, of course, with your doppelganger there, Will Ferrell.
Right, yeah. I've had a lot of people coming up to me. Hey, man, are you Will Ferrell?
I can absolutely see that.
Yeah, I get it all the time.
Brother, I just don't get it. I never put the two of you together till I saw that magazine cover, and I'm like, holy cow, you do look like Will Ferrell. What's up with that?
Yeah, well, when we put the
same clothes on and that whole thing. Yeah.
Don't listen to him. I don't believe that.
But he can't play the drums. He's terrible.
Yeah.
that definitely. Hey, is he a cool dude?
Yeah, he's great. Yeah. I didn't know him at all until he, it was after we played the Super Bowl halftime with Bruno Mars a few years back in New York. It was like a couple of days after that, he was doing some interview, and one of the questions was, hey, you look like the drummer from the Chili Peppers, and that's when he said, no, there's no Will Ferrell, only Chad Smith, blah, blah, blah. Who knew that we turned into this thing, and we're doing an event next week in Seattle. We're going to raise a bunch of money. We turned it into this positive thing, but just because two people kind of look like each other.
Chad, it's great when you have sporting events and you have musicians able to, have a combination of that. It's not something you really see at a lot of the other sports, whether it's, the Stanley Cup Finals or even the NBA Finals. I mean, obviously, like the national anthem, they'll perform at times, but that's something that's unique, right, about the Super Bowl, is that you guys get a chance to actually, you've had a chance to play the Super Bowl halftime show. That halftime show with musicians as well as having sports being combined is really a cool thing.
I love it. Yeah, I mean, I meet a lot of athletes, and they're like, they want to be musicians or, and obviously a lot of musicians love sports. So, yeah, it's a great combination. I'm going to go to the All-Star Game at the Staples Center coming up on the 18th. Yep. Same thing, it's such a great mix. I love both things. I always have my whole life, so, it makes a lot of sense.
Brother, you've got to do a lot of really cool things. I mean, it's just crazy since, you've gotten to, obviously be the drummer of the Chili Peppers. What's the coolest thing, Chad, you've gotten to do? I mean, I remember back in Detroit when you had met Bill Laimbeer and Isaiah Thomas at the MTV Video Awards, and we watched you drum the national anthem. For me, that was pretty damn cool. I didn't know that could be done. But of all the things you've gotten to do sporting event-wise, what's the in your opinion, what's the greatest?
Oh, man. Well, when the Wings, because, me being a Detroit boy, both of us, when the Wings won the Cup in 97,
I was awesome. At the game.
I was there. We were doing a charity game after that. And so I was in town to promote that, and I got to drink from the cup. So, this doesn't really get any better than that. That was pretty amazing.
And I heard you have some skills between the pipes, I've heard.
You can play some goalie,
I heard.
That's not the truth. You play goalie.
No, dude. I wear the equipment.
You wear it?
And what about your team? What's going on with the
They are outstanding. It's the talk of the NHL, Chad. It's crazy, isn't it?
Crazy.
A desert team. Expansion team, and they're killing it. They are knocking it out. It doesn't matter. Western Conference teams, Eastern Conference teams, everybody is getting beat. And I'm telling you, the rivalry, the rivalry is going to be, Chad, it's going to be the L.A. Kings and the Vegas Golden Knights. That's, in my opinion, that's going to be that big-time rivalry in the West.
Amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, I'm just like, wow, man, these guys, if they win one more game, it's the most by any...
most by an expansion team in history,
Expansion team ever.
When are you coming down to see the game?
Yeah, you gotta come out here, brother. We'll take you to a game.
Yeah.
I got to see this for real. I would love to.
It's history in the making, and you got to be there for sure.
Right.
I mean,
there you go. Okay.
I've never seen anything like this. This is intense.
I love hockey. I love it so much. It's just so fun to watch and so exciting. And yeah, it's great. So yeah, I got to see. Andre Fleury, is he still playing golf?
Oh, yeah. Well, he didn't play the other night in their loss. They had a Malcolm Subban in. But Marc-Andre Fleury is still the guy. He came back from a concussion, just played in the All-Star game, and he is something to watch, man. It's pretty cool.
Amazing. What a story. Cool. That's great.
Yeah, it's
so
awesome.
Besides drinking from the cup, which, that's like every childhood kid hockey player's dream. I have to say, playing the halftime show was pretty exciting. Was pretty fun. That was a real just a wild experience. And I was just thinking, we have never rehearsed so much to play for 4 minutes in our whole career.
Do you think there'll be another wardrobe malfunction going on with Justin Timberlake?
I don't know. Maybe we'll see one tonight. Doing it again, right?
And Chad, it was awesome too, getting to see you and Bruno Mars. You guys and Bruno Mars up there for that. That was just outstanding to see. As someone who's a big time music fan of both you guys and Bruno, I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, it was awesome. We didn't know what to expect. It was really fun. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, we're just about out of time, but Chad, I got to ask you real quick before we let you go, brother. How come you have this Gateway Tour, you got the new album out, and you don't stop in Vegas, man? Why wasn't there not a stop here? I don't get it.
Oh, geez. Come on. Did we not play in Vegas? Are you sure?
Not that I saw. Not this last tour.
Yeah, maybe.
Are you sure? Are you sure you were here?
I don't know. No, maybe not. Maybe not. Okay, all right.
You convinced him, Brian. You got it down.
I would have been there.
Big game today, Chad. Who do you got? Patriots, Eagles. Who's going to take it down?
Man, it's a tough one. I don't have any skin in the game. I kind of want the Eagles to win because they've never won. Brady's and Belichick are kind of cheaters. They're really good, though.
Amen. I love it.
Or they are. It could be kind of, or they are.
They're really good.
Uh-huh. And they know how to win, and they have the experience. You can't count them out. I got to tell you,
that party's going to be crazy in Philly, though, if the Eagles win, right? I mean, it's going to be out of control.
Either way, they're going to pull like a Detroit thing. If they win, they're going to burn the place down. If they lose, they burn the place down.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. We'd blow up the city of Michigan if the Lions ever found a way get to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
For God's sake.
How about my Jets?
You mean if the Lions win one playoff game? That would be our Super Bowl.
Yeah, one playoff game.
That's all I want, brother. I just said before I leave this planet, can I see one Lions Super Bowl? That's all. That's it.
I don't know. Yeah, that's a tough one. That would be great. I'm sitting first row behind the Patriots bench.
You had to tell me that. Why don't you send? Can you send me a picture today?
Yeah.
Text me a picture
or tweet it out
seats,
or something.
Okay, so we can put it up on the site.
Because of the NFL people, because of when we played the Super Bowl, I got my assistant to help, and she's like, "Yeah, I think I can get you seats," you know. And I waited, and like 3 days ago, she's like, "I think you're going to be okay with this. Are you okay
right
with
behind
this
the Patriots
first row behind the, so I can either heckle."
I love it.
Just throw something at Gronkowski or something during the game.
I can be really supportive. I don't know. I'm just happy to.
Gronk probably wants to jam with you or something. Yeah,
he's a nut.
Yeah, I'd love to meet him. He is Chad Smith, drummer of the Red Hot Chili Peppers in Minnesota for the game. Send me a text to your seats, brother.
I'll send you a pic.
All right. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Chad.
I'm expecting you in Vegas soon, man. We'll take you to a Golden Knights game.
All right. That would be good. You're on.
You got it, brother. We'll talk
nice
to you, man.
Nice talking with you.
Chad Smith and Peppers. We got Frank Carnish and Clayton Hamilton on the phone right now. Get ready for
hockey players, as you know, are warriors. They don't give up. They come to play every game.
It's time for Nightcap, a cup full of the Vegas Golden Knights. From highlights to interviews to special events, the puck starts here.
All right, we're flying. We're just about out of time. Real quickly, we got Clayton Hamilton and Frank Harnish. They are the game day hosts of the Golden Knights pregame, in-game, postgame, and they do the Vegas Golden Knights Insider Show on Fox Sports every afternoon. Guys, what can we expect today?
Well, I think we can expect a hard-fought game. The Vegas Golden Knights want to win for Nate Schmidt and, of course, George McPhee, and then they want to kick back and enjoy a little football game this afternoon themselves.
You know, real quickly, guys, they got three more games on the road. They're 2-1 on this current road trip, three more games on the road, and then they've got 9 of 10 of the next games at home. How good is that for them?
Well, they've been an excellent team at home all year, but so has Washington. So today's a real pivotal game for both of them. They are tied with home wins with Washington this season. So, yeah, you want to start it off right. You want to get as many points as you can on the road and come home and get that home cooking and continue what you started all season.
Having a great season. Guys, you guys are doing a great job. We are out of time. Frank Harnish, Clayton Hamilton, listen to them. They're on right after us with the Vegas No Golden Knights pregame show. Thanks, Buffalo Wild Wings. Thanks, Missy.
You're welcome.
Chad. Thanks, Mike Jones, for not missing the plane. Yeah. Chris Wynn, all you guys here, we appreciate you. Out of line, we're back next week, 8 to 9, right here on Fox Sports Radio, 98.9 FM, 1340 AM. We'll be here, right?
Yep, we will be here.